Hey y'all. So I wanted to hop in here and share about something that's been kind of coming up a little bit extra lately and is on my mind at the moment. You all know I share a gigantic variety of things in my stories, right? And those go quick, so pay attention. I can't save them all into highlights. That's really with a specific intention. And so recently, a few people in my DMs and just in general in conversation, in comments, have put this title on, sharing the bad news or sharing the information. Put this title of fear-mongering on the information I share, which is so funny because I feel like the fear-mongering is, the side of the media, the mainstream media, fake news, et cetera, all of that, right? Personally, that's where I'm coming from. And so I wanted to trace the word fear monger. Like, wait a second, fear monger. Okay, to monger is like, if you think about the original role of a mongerer, it's a fishmonger or like a dealer or sell you're selling your goods. And so the last thing I would ever intend to do is peddle more low vibrational states, AKA fear, right? Why would I want to deal in fear? Why would I want to promote and sell, right? I have no benefit from selling that kind of stuff, right? And so if you think about if someone is online sharing information and you want to call them out for something, or you want to just pay attention to what they're doing, or maybe you're in disagreement of one way or another. If it's information, it's not really fear-mongering, right? If it's propaganda, that's a whole other thing. And so be aware. I'm just gonna call us all out on this. Let's be more aware of what we're speaking to, what we're calling in when we're using our words, and who we're speaking to, right? Are you speaking to somebody that is truly a fear monger and is also, there's another, like the synonym to fear monger is scaremonger. And so that's using scare tactics and to manipulate a situation. Essentially, I might have that definition a little bit, or to manipulate a person or to, anyway, I will double check that definition and share a little bit in the caption. But what I wanted to say is, are you contributing, right? Are you somebody that's also speaking your mind on the internet or to friends or to family or wherever you are in the world? Are you contributing to fear-mongering, or are you contributing to awareness? And so preparedness, awareness, these are words that I like feel really good with. Preparedness, the act of being prepared for any given situation. It's often historically used as a military term, but preparedness, like we can be prepared for an outing we have later in the day. It's really just how you want to use the term. Preparedness and awareness. So awareness means having consciousness, having information. That's what awareness means, right? Having information. And so when we are sharing, yes, if I put a bunch of things, that were along the lines of propaganda along with this in new information I want you all to be aware of, that might be fear-mongering. Oh my God, this thing's happening and it's crazy and all these things are happening and ah. Like that is contributing to fear mongering, and I'm not here for it. I'm not, please, if anyone catches me in a moment of dipping down to contributing to fear mongering, call me out, please. I have no desire to contribute to such low states, right? So I encourage us all to also take a look at the words we are using when we're sharing information. Are we bringing awareness or are we fear mongering? Which one do you want to contribute to, right? And that's, one could say, this dimension or this dimension, right? It's just a choice. It's a path. Which one are you going to choose?